Welcome back to The Journey. Here's the second half of that interview I was lucky enough to get with Archbishop Julian Porteous at last month's Proclaim Conference in Sydney. Now, obviously, Bishop, there's so much that you've got in this book. It's obviously a collection, as you said, a distilling down of stuff that you've learned over so many years. People who read this book, what will they find as some of the key things that you need to do to be effective in bringing people to know and love Jesus?
I think there are a couple of things, Jude, that are the key elements to the book. Certainly there's a section where I do explore contemporary culture. I think we need to understand what has actually happened in contemporary culture. I think we need to understand, too, the mindset of people who have not had any close association with the church and perhaps have become influenced by a variety of factors. How do they see life? How do they see themselves? So the book deals with that question. The book also deals with the question of what are we communicating? What is the basic message? And I think that's very important. And so I explore that in various ways and look at, if you like, the essential elements of the message that we need to be offering people today. I think the third element then later in the book, I just look at all sorts of different ways that this can be achieved. A little bit of giving samples of this new evangelization, the new ways, the new methods, the new techniques, if you like to use that word, in which we can actually transmit the message, transmit what we want to offer to people in terms of the message of the church, in terms of the gospel message, in ways that I've found from my experience can actually reach through to people's lives and hearts and affect the transformation.
So Bishop Julian, obviously as part of that, critical part of the new evangelization is getting individuals comfortable with sharing their own relationship with Jesus so as to draw people who don't know Jesus into an encounter with Jesus that changes their lives. What advice would you have for people who are just starting out on that journey of feeling confident about sharing their own relationship with Jesus with someone else?
I don't think Christians generally know the treasure that we have in our faith. And one of the things that I have a very distinct memory of one incident which really brought this home to me. I had a youth group which was very much alive in their faith. And this young fellow came along one night to the youth group and he was just there and he was moving around meeting people and there was just a cup of coffee and that sort of thing happening. And then he came up to me at the end of it and said to me, looks me straight in the face and says, "What they've got, I want." I think this was very important for me. I realized we do have something. Anybody who has faith has often a certain serenity about life, has a certain hope about life. And in particular, I think the quality that a Christian can have is joy. And Pope Francis has highlighted that recently in his in a document he produced called The Joy of the Gospel. And sometimes it's just living who you are, being who you are, not apologizing for it, and not trying to, if you like, I should fit in more. I shouldn't show that I'm too joyful. But I think if a person says, I'm just going to be who I am, I'm going to live out the reality of what it means for me to have a Christian faith. I think this is the thing that puzzles, creates a kind of a question in people's minds. Why are you like this? We call that technically Christian witness. But I think that's where we begin. And I think that's the beginning of, if you like, the evangelization or the new evangelization, living out who we are in the freedom and joy and beauty of the Christian faith.
Bishop Julian, joy puts people at ease. There's no doubt about that. And if you're joyous, people do what you want. In my various encounters with you over a number of years, that has always been part of who you are, joy. That is very, very obvious. And I thank you for that witness within your own ministry. It's very attractive. It attracts people to faith. Your book is produced by Connacourt Publishing. It's available in paperback, 234 pages. So something you could read very quickly in a night and devour, no doubt. But I'm sure it's got a variety of great tools and information for people in parishes, for people who really want to start to make a difference in our culture and draw people to fullness of life. But I really encourage people to go and have a look at that book and to use it if they're serious about making a difference in our parish and drawing people into life in Christ. Bishop Julian, thank you very much for joining us on the journey, and we'd love to have you on the show again. It'd be great to have you back.
Jude, it's been a pleasure to be with you and to have this reflection together, and I look forward to further opportunities of being on the journey.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and a very big thank you to Archbishop Julian Porteous for making himself available to speak to The Journey. I really encourage people to go out and get a hold of his new book, New Evangelization, Pastoral Strategy for the Church, done by Connacourt Publishing. It's all about sharing our faith with joy and enthusiasm. It'd be great if you could get your hands on that, if that's what you're passionate about, sharing your faith. After this quick break, Chasing You by Bethel Music. Yeah, very cool. I love Bethel Music. Great worship stuff. Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
This life, this love was always meant to be a wild, crazy adventure. Discovering the thrill, the rush, the more of you I see, the more it leaves me wanting everything.
Listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
According to a recent survey, on average, we get around 7 hours of sleep, listen to around 4 hours of music, watch TV for 2 hours, talk for 30 minutes, text for another 30 minutes, and if we work or study, well, that's another 6 or 7 hours a day. Let's add another hour or so to eat, and very quickly, we have our day completely mapped out and full of stuff. We often look forward in our calendars to free days, but even on those days, free usually means an outing here or a garden maintenance there. There's always something to be done, I guess. In the book of Psalms in the Bible, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." The phrase "be still" can literally be translated as cease or stop trying. Something truly sacred happens when we actively make a choice to make space to stop. To stop the noise, to stop the motion, to stop the action, to stop the wheels turning, and let God be God. Silence and stillness is uncomfortable. It's confronting. It's something we need, but we don't often allow ourselves. What would happen if tonight you turned off the TV, turned off the noise, shut your bedroom door, and just you and God met? Two friends, a master and a servant, a lover and a beloved. What if you just spent time letting the still silence sit? Be still. And know that He is God. God bless.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
I knew the fear of love that's lost. I need to stop trying to count the cost. I need to fight on the losing side. Always. Hold you, I will always stay with you. Till we know the pain of a broken heart. We can't walk the fight we didn't start. So just hold. Oh,
you have to do is always hold true. I will always stay with you till we know the pain of a broken heart. We won't walk through the fire within the stars. Just hold on, wait is tonight. We can learn to love the darkness and the light.
Welcome back to The Journey. I'm Jude, and thanks very much for joining us on The Journey this week. If you've just tuned in, you've missed a fantastic show, but hopefully you didn't miss Peter Gilmore with his great little segment there on being still and knowing God deeply. Now, I want to encourage people to come to a couple of events that are coming up around the country. One is the Family and Children's Ministry Conference 2014, being held on Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of October from 9 till 3:30 p.m. at the Mount Carmel Retreat Centre out at Varaville, not far from Campbelltown. It's all about how we share the joy of the gospel with children and their families in either the classroom or through parish programs and initiatives. It'd be really good for you to get along to this. There's an address from Dr. Aoife McGrath. She's fantastic, and they're going to explore the many and varied ways in which we can enliven ministry with children more effectively to share the good news. Registration is essential. Go to www.familyconference.dow.org.au or give Darren McDowell a call on 4222-2463. The other event that's coming up is the Young Men of God Conference 2014. It's being held at the Tops Conference Centre at Stanwell Tops. Lots of people know this venue. It's one of the premier Christian venues in Australia. This year's conference is called Dare to Lead, and guest speakers include Bishop Peter Comensoli, Senator Zed Seselja, Pat Keady from the Emmanuel Worship Band in Brisbane. Fantastic keynote speakers. There's also going to be a heap of inspiring men from around the nation who are going to give thought-provoking and challenging talks, really drawing men into Christian manhood and living a really radical Christian manhood. It's a time to retreat and reflect on your journey and encouragement as you walk along in your faith. For more information, go to ymgmovement.org, or you can contact Brother Dan on 0406 803 565 if you'd like to get along to that, and I really encourage you to do so. I want to give a really big cheerio as well to the 1,200 young people who are up at the Ignite Conference in Brisbane. I know a few of you are being interviewed for the show up there as we speak, and can't wait to hear about all of your experiences in coming weeks on The Journey. Thanks very much for listening into The Journey. I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine, where you can follow links to listen to past shows of The Journey as podcasts. And if the show isn't being played in your local Christian radio station yet, and you're listening in by podcast or live streaming, why don't you give them a call? I'm sure they'd love to hear from you and get some input from you if you'd like to have The Journey playing in your local region on your local Christian radio station. If not, just keep listening in via podcast or the live streaming of the show. It's being promoted all around the country in churches, schools, parishes. Just go to www.radio.dow.org.au. Next week on the show, we're doing it all again. Great music, interviews and inputs from our awesome presenters, Faith, Hope, Love and Life. Thanks very much for joining us on The Journey.
The Journey is produced by Jude Hennessy and edited by Nicholas Weir from the Office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.